The Lutzen Fall Bike Ride is Saturday, October 11th, and we have John Tweest in the studio to tell us about the details. Welcome, John.
It's good to be here this morning.
Lots of options on Saturday. Tell us about this event.
This event started last year, and it was kind of a end-of-the-year get-together, just kind of in celebration of all the people that had taken part in all of our community rides over the summer. A lot of it had to do with Lutzen 99er training, and just wanting to grow the mountain biking, but not only the mountain biking, the whole cycling community. And so they started off as, well, we'll invite a few people, and turned out, I think there's like 65 people there last year. It was a lot, and it was a beautiful day, and they thought, you know what, this was great, let's just do it again. And so what we have available for rides are lots of gravel, some trails. We can do the 39er route. There's pretty much from that area, which is actually going to be Cathedral of the Pines this year. There's just numerous ways to go. Lots and lots of options we can take and have some guided tours, whatever people really want to do. And it's not just trail riding as far as mountain bikes. If you want to bring a road bike, there's road biking available, cyclocross, whatever your desire is. So it's about building the cycling community in Cook County.
Now, just like the rides the group started doing this spring, as early as we could get out on the ice-covered roads.
Yep.
Nobody gets left behind on these. We organize groups, and there's different lengths and different distances and terrains, and people go out together, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all, like I said earlier, you know, it's all about building the cycling community and wanting people to get out there and enjoy the scenery, the whole, I don't even know how to describe, but what Cook County has to offer. I mean, there's just numerous things that you can do on numerous types of bicycles. And, you know, when we do get together, yeah, people do, it stretches out a little bit, but we stop, wait. We're not trying out there to, you know, just hammer it out and, you know, make everybody get disappointed. We want everybody to enjoy themselves. So, and there's every level. There's the elite riders and there's the beginners. And the elite riders generally will hang with the beginner riders to give them points and help them understand what it is they're trying to accomplish out there.
So this is not a competition?
Not at all.
Not this time. All right. No t-shirts?
Strictly for fun. No, there's no t-shirts. This is just about, there's food. There's definitely going to be food there. So that's always a good thing, and it'll be good.
All right. Now, about what time does this start?
We have this set up to be ready to ride, as Mike had put, at 11 a.m. Now, if people want to ride further and say they want to get out and do an 80-mile ride or a 60-mile ride or something like that, you're probably going to want to leave around 9 a.m. Just so that everybody can get back at a decent time in the afternoon and then start the potluck. And it's just a time to get together and chat about everything, upcoming events, how the summers were, you know, how the summer was and how everything went. So
now folks should bring a bike.
Bike would be
A good thing.
Yes,
all right.
That's kind of what we're doing. Definitely bring a bike. Helmets are definitely recommended. It's just safety. And, be dressed for what it looks like on this Saturday. Be dressed for some cool temperatures. Kind of like what we do when we start in the spring.
A bike, a helmet, appropriate clothes. What else should they bring with for this event on Saturday?
Well, it's a potluck, so bring something to eat. You know, we're anticipating a fair amount of people there. Everybody brings something, and then we have lots to choose from.
Now, no need to register and no charge, I assume?
There is not. This is strictly just, you know, it's free for anybody who wants to take part. We have to thank Christy Youngdahl at Cathedral of Pines for opening up for us and having a center to where we can come in and throw all the food in a building and have some great place to sit. And if the weather is kind of ugly, then we're out of the elements. So that'll be really nice, but we can't thank Cathedral of Pines enough for allowing us to do this.
And there's even a beach to wade or swim in.
There is a beach if you so desire and want to go. I don't know, have at her, but yeah, she's going to be a little bit cool. But if you want to go take a dip in Caribou Lake, you're more than welcome.
All right, now there's no single track trails right from Cathedral of Pines, but single track has really developed this summer.
It has. And, you know, there is some available if you want to go for a ride, you know, and you could hit a little bit here and there. Adam and Micah have done a lot of work up on Pincushion this year, and the new trails are fantastic.
Tilt-a-whirl.
Tilt-A-Whirl. I actually rode that yesterday with Adam and Max Wallers, and we took some GoPro video of it, and he also took some still shots, which we'll be posting shortly. Fantastic.
It is a tilt and a whirl.
It is. Boy, oh boy, the bermed banks are just, the berm corners are fantastic. He's got some features in there, so for the guys who want to go a little faster, you can catch some air, do whatever. There's every skill level available. If you want to take it nice and easy, you can. It's not that bad. But if you really want to rail the corners, so to speak, you can do that too.
And the connector trail is now open too.
That is. Uh-huh. The connector trail is now open. So if you want to just keep running that little tilt-a-whirl section, you're more than welcome to do that. It is a little bit muddy right now because of the rain, and it's a new trail. But the more it gets ridden, the more it'll pack in, and it's going to be phenomenal next summer.
All right, we're speaking with cycling enthusiast John Tweest. The Lutzen Fall Bike Ride is Saturday, October 11th, meeting at Cathedral of the Pines, camp at 11 a.m. More information from John at 663-7750. John, anything else you want to add?
No, I just, the more the merrier. Please come out and enjoy the ride, and look forward to seeing everybody there.
And this is for all ages?
All ages, all abilities, nobody's excluded.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.